The latest death toll from the attacks in Brussels has reached 30, and this morning, ISIS took responsibility for those attacks. Terrorism might be on the minds of voters this weekend as Washington Democrats caucus for their presidential candidates. So what are the differences between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on foreign policy? Molly O'Toole is a senior reporter with Foreign Policy magazine. She told KUOW's David Hyde there's a big difference between Clinton and Sanders when it comes to foreign policy.
One of the biggest distinctions, not to oversimplify, but that Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, both from her record and her policy statements more recently once she's been out of the White House, she's really more hawkish. And what we mean by that is that she's actually sort of to the right of the Democratic Party's base when it comes to the use of force. She's not really akin to the Republican candidates who are talking about, you know, bombing the hell out of ISIS in Iraq and Syria. But we've seen that she has a much greater inclination to use the U.S. military to intervene in international conflict, whereas Bernie Sanders is almost militantly reticent to using U.S. military force to try and force a situation change in international conflict. So that's really the biggest distinction, and we've seen that play out in Libya, for example, or more recently with their differing stances on a no-fly zone for Syria.
Let me ask about Syria. Syrian President Assad, the UN says millions of Syrians have fled the country and become refugees after the violent fighting in that country. Where do Clinton and Sanders differ on how the U.S. should handle Assad?
Right. Well, for Clinton, it's somewhat easier in some ways in that she was part of the Obama administration when the Syria conflict really went from civil war and became a full-blown conflict. And she has said this, that she breaks from the Obama administration and that she advocated for greater involvement of the U.S. military for airstrikes, for perhaps more troops on the ground in an advisory capacity. She advocated for those things earlier. Now, she's also said it's easy to sort of Monday morning quarterback and look back and suggest that could have made a difference. She also advocated for offering more direct military assistance and training to the moderate Syrian rebels who the U.S. was hoping would sort of serve as a ground force against the Islamic State and against the Assad regime on the ground there in Syria. Whereas Sanders is much more reticent to get the U.S. military involved there. He has suggested that until we really have a clear idea of what would take over from the Assad regime, that he believes that this could potentially be another intractable conflict that the American military is going to be involved in. So those are some of the bigger differences.
So we saw a policy of regime change in Iraq. We saw a policy of regime change in Libya. Do we know whether or not one candidate or the other would be more or less likely to pursue a policy of regime change in the future, whether it's Syria or some other country?
I think we have pretty clear indication that if we're talking about these two specifically, the contrast between Sanders and Hillary Clinton, that she would be much more likely to advocate for a policy of regime change, although she would be unlikely to call it that. The way she articulates this is not as regime change. The way she articulates it as you'd be using military force sort of as a mechanism, as a forcing mechanism, as a means to an end, which would be a diplomatic end. So it's somewhat counterintuitive, using military force in order to sort of put some teeth to the diplomatic process that we've been pursuing for years. But that's the way she articulates it. So not military force for the sake of using force, but as a means to that end, which would ideally be a peaceful political transition in Syria that would remove Assad from power and that would result in, you know, free and open elections and a representative government. Now, that does seem somewhat optimistic, particularly at this point, even though we've seen developments in that political transition process so far, but it still seems somewhat optimistic at this point. And that's what Bernie Sanders seems to suggest, that it would be regime change, essentially. It could be a repeat of this failed policy that we've seen in Libya, that we've seen to some extent in Iraq and Afghanistan, because we don't know as of yet whether we can come up with a sustainable solution that won't simply lead to another civil war in Syria. So that's the contrast there.
And, of course, the news this morning that ISIS is taking responsibility for these attacks in Brussels. When Washington state voters turn out to caucus this weekend, this is going to be one of the things on their minds. So what do supporters on each side say about how their candidate is going to keep the world, including people here in Washington state, safer?
Well, what this essentially comes down to in sort of the war of words between the Clinton campaign and the Sanders campaign, or Clinton supporters and Sanders supporters, is Hillary Clinton really emphasizes her experience, which, you know, pretty objectively you can look at and say that she has one of the longest resumes on national security and foreign policy of any candidate running, Democrat or Republican, as former Secretary of State, as a senator who really emphasized foreign policy issues. So she'll say experience, 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 point to Senator Sanders and suggest a full range from whether he's naive on foreign policy or even potentially dangerously naive on foreign policy, that this is not his focus, this is not his area of experience, and thus he wouldn't be prepared to meet some of these challenges, to meet these very real threats, such as we saw today in Brussels. Now, the Sanders campaign sort of responds, and it's interestingly, it's a similar tactic that was used from Obama's first campaign as a candidate against Hillary Clinton in 2008, which is, you may have more experience, but if that experience comes with poor judgment, then it may not matter for much. So he always repeatedly comes back to his vote against the Iraq war, saying, I showed superior judgment in this case. So they emphasize experience on the Clinton side, whereas Sanders emphasizes judgment. And that's sort of the divide there, and it's the divide that I'm sure we're going to see again as tensions and anxieties spike once again in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Brussels.
That's Molly O'Toole, senior reporter with Foreign Policy Magazine, telling David Hyde the differences between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on foreign policy, so that if you're a Washington Democrat, you can choose between those candidates this Saturday as the state's caucusing begins at 10 a.m.